11 o'clock in the morning. And we are joined by Manny Frangidakis and Stamati Sastra. Gentlemen, calimera. I'm here with Costa Pericaki.
Good morning.
And his cousin George, who's good visiting morning. Us from Greece. So nice to have you join us, gentlemen. Calimera.
Calimera.
Good morning. Good morning. Calimera, παιδιά. So Manoli, should I ask the same question as I always do?
How are you going to make money
today? How can we make $100,000 in one εβδομάδα? That's okay. I'll make 20. I'll take 20. between you and Stamati, you should be able to advise us, so we'll be able to make some money, I'm sure.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So, Stamati, you have the floor. Ask the first question.
The question is the data report for the higher sales on the retail front. Kind of not expected. People were worried about all that, but it looks like consumers are keep spending, which means I don't think it's good news. But Manny will elaborate.
Yeah. So you had a bunch of blowout numbers. You had industrial production surprise to the upside. You had retail sales surprise to the upside. You had the payrolls number surprise to the upside. And you had GDP for the third quarter surprise to the upside at 4%. So pretty rosy. Economy's in good shape. But that just means that inflation will be persistent for, that much longer. Continue to believe higher for longer is the theme that is being taken in by the market. And at this point in time, I don't even think that you'll expect another rate hike because the bond market's moving the tightening for the Fed. You'll have a bunch of Fed speakers this week, actually like a plethora of them, but that's because starting Saturday, they go into a quiet period. So you'll be hearing different rhetoric, most likely higher for longer. But, for all intents and purposes, the economy continues to stay somewhat robust. Consumers are spending. The one thing that I will say is kind of scary is, outside of car loan delinquencies and credit card delinquencies, which are both at all-time highs, you're now starting to see 401k hardships start to approach, meaning that people are taking money out of their 401ks for spending or whatever prior to the age of 59 and a half, which means that they're also opening the door up to a 10% penalty. That's usually not a very healthy sign in the economy. But, when you have an upside in GDP, that kind of bodes well for the economy. And I think that, we've said this before, you're probably looking at a fourth quarter rally here. Even with all the geopolitical tensions that are going on, I still think that you're going to end up getting it because I think the earnings season for Q3 will be pretty good, higher than people expected.
Speaking of the earnings season, it would take a couple of industries here, let's start with the banking industry. Unless I'm mistaken, all the banks, JP Morgan, Goldman Sachs, Wells Fargo, Bank of America, Citigroup, all of them.
Beat to the upside.
Everybody. Higher interest rates, good for the banks.
JP Morgan had a record.
So that's one sector that is doing well with higher interest rates.
Yeah, and then don't forget, they also benefited from, buying assets from the collapse of SVB and Silicon and First Republic and some of these other institutions a few months ago for pennies on the dollar. So that certainly helped.
Manoli? I'm sorry.
I was going to go to the other industries like Johnson & Johnson today, and obviously we're waiting for the big tech guys, Amazon, Google, Tesla, all these
people
see what happened the last quarter.
Yeah, look, I think it's going to be a robust earnings season. I think most of the time, most of these companies will beat to the upside. I would guess somewhere around 75 to 78% of companies beat their earnings for this quarter.
Kind of a mixed, a whole big mixed feeling, Things are, depends on which way the pendulum's swinging, I guess. You're showing us pretty good results here, Manny.
Yeah.
Manny, you're showing us good results, but on the other hand, you tell us that people, the credit cards, delinquencies like highest ever, plus people mm-hmm. that touch, you know, getting the 401ks prior to 59 and a half year old. I mean, you get to be 59 and a half years old, okay? So what that tells you, how would you interpret this? Why, I mean, if the economy is doing so well, the unemployment is low, everybody's making money, why we have this delinquency?
You just nailed it. You just nailed it. People are overspending because they have no fear of losing their job.
So, I mean,
the cost of living has gone up substantially. So whether it's food items, gasoline, your mortgage, your insurance, which is skyrocketing this year, your health care, if you're a family of three or four and your salary has stayed somewhat the same, maybe you've gotten a bonus or two here or there, but it doesn't still make up for your cost of living increases. Mm-hmm. So at the end of the day, yeah, they could have all these statistics that show you that some of these things are problematic, but it doesn't mean that they're going out and buying Ferraris. They could very easily be just covering their essential living needs, and that causes that to rip.
Mm-hmm. Because that worries me. When you say that this is mm-hmm. the highest ever in credit card delinquency,
correct.
I mean, you know, what that tells you, that people, I mean, you know, they have no money to pay their credit card.
Correct. And you have student loans that kicked in earlier this month. Okay. So that's
the government just gave like $9 billion, correct me if I'm wrong, but the Biden administration.
Yeah, forgive for $9
billion.
Yeah.
$9
billion,
yeah.
But 120 kicked in, you know, October 1st. I still think it's, you know, it mutes it slightly, but it will still have its impact on the economy.
There is any way to say that, there is the beginning of some type of trouble that it might arise, like, let's say, next year or year after?
The recession seems to be here. The curve in the yield curve is actually starting to steepen, which kind of shows you that recession's here, but that you probably move your way out of it sometime within the next 1 to 2 years. But oddly enough, this feels a lot. I was just talking with my chief investment officer, who's got 37 years experience in public markets. This is very reminiscent of the 1990s, where you had, and you could draw comparisons. In the 1990s, the 10-year treasury was at 4.5 and a quarter. You're now at 4.85, call it, or 4.77, depending on today's change. But you're kind of right there where unemployment was, where inflation was, where the 10-year was. It's very reminiscent right now of the 90s. And the 90s actually worked out pretty well, even with all these issues that came about. Because don't forget, you know, obviously, we have geopolitical concerns, but in the 1990s, you had the Russian crisis, you had the Asian crisis, you had the fall of long-term capital management, you had Enron. So I do think that, you know, yeah, could we go through some pain here over the next 1 to 2 years? Potentially, but I also think that there's a way out of this that, isn't as dire as, you know, you're going to hear on the street right now.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Because,
it's a little scary. It is a lot.
Yeah, I mean,
the only certainty you have right now is that it's uncertain.
What about the how's the construction? You know, like going on, and you said that the feds they wouldn't they're not going to raise the interest rate.
I don't think so. Yeah. I think that you stay here and you just. You stay at this rate, the bond market probably tightens you up a little bit more than where you are today. And you're probably looking at your first couple rate cuts probably towards the end to middle of 2024. And if that occurs, that's when you're really pricing in.
You think that has nothing to do with the elections?
Potentially.
Uh-huh.
Potentially.
I mean,
besides inflation, like the numbers you're getting in the economy look pretty robust. So I don't even think Biden's on the hot seat from an economical perspective if this continues through, you know, the end of this year going into 2024.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and this is normal. Like what we just left in that 0 to 2% environment wasn't normal. Mm-hmm. So I do think that the economy can't handle rates at this level and they'll keep them elevated. Mm-hmm. Because along with those upside surprises we just talked about, you're also still getting upside surprises in inflation. You know, IMF raised their forecast for inflation for next year from 5.2 to 5.8. So that tells you that even with the rate hikes that we've done, that inflation will remain persistent.
I see. Yeah. So what is the normal inflation? We always have the inflation. It's like 1.5% or...
Their target is 2%, right? 2%, price stability at 2%.
Yeah.
That's their target.
So...
Okay.
And it'll take a while to get down there. That's why it will stay elevated.
So what is currently, what is the inflation rate, Manny?
Right now, I mean, it depends on who you ask. I mean, some food items are like in the double digits. I would say on an average basis, you're around, 5.5 to 6%.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So you still have a ways to go to get down to
2%. To 2%, yeah. Mm-hmm. So actually, mainly it's the foods and
oil,
utilities, everything.
Yeah, I guess oil went up again.
Healthcare, insurance. Yeah,
what's a barrel trading at right now, Manny?
Probably 88.
Okay. 88, no, close to 90. I think 90 today.
90.
Yeah. The healthcare. Let me tell you, I was recently in Greece,
mm-hmm.
and I saw we went there to have some tests taken, my wife and I, and so they will have records of us, mm-hmm. because we do visit Greece very often. Let me tell you, it's very inexpensive to get the exact same treatment that you get in the United States, if not better. Okay, in a private institution, and the price is like 1/10 or whatever you pay over here, regardless, even if you have health insurance. It's embarrassing, the medical system, how operates in this country. It's really embarrassing.
Listen, I'm going to leave you on a note, Manny. I want to get your take on this. I was listening on WBC.
Can I answer? Can I point one thing out?
Of course.
And how you change that?
Yes.
Well, you got to go call your local congressman and senator and figure out how you can remove the healthcare and pharmaceutical industry from being able to lobby Congress. Because that's the major difference between here and the rest of the world.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like for a medicine that is common, that you get, it's available in the United States and in Europe. You're talking about in Europe, you pay 1/10 of the price that you pay in the United States.
Yeah.
This is a big joke. This is an unbelievably, it's a rip-off over here.
Mm-hmm.
I guess the American Medical Association, they have very strong lobbyists that they lobby over there and they buy, I guess, the senators and the congressmen, unfortunately.
Oh, yeah. It's not the doctors. It's not the American Medical Association.
I mean, I know Stamati is married to Irini, who is a doctor. Probably will be able to tell us more.
Let's be clear. The doctors are not saying the price.
Yeah, that's what Samati's saying. It's not like his wife chooses what.
No, I understand. I'm not really sure.
In some instances, if their insurance, that's it. This is what we'll give you, and that's it.
But it's unbelievable. I mean, guys, I don't want to get too specific, but I'm going to say the following, okay? My wife needed an MRI.
Mm-hmm.
And she was denied. She had to wait like 6 weeks to get the MRI.
Where? Here in
the United States.
Okay.
She got it in Greece within 24 hours.
Mm.
And you know how much the cost it was?
I know.
120 euros.
So in a walk-in clinic?
Through a doctor who made the appointment.
Okay, who made the appointment. Okay. Well.
And then you come to the United States and you wait, forever. They give you the MRI. And the insurance pay, $1,800, and you have to put another $300 copay. This is a big joke.
Yep.
This is unbelievable. This is a rip-off, you understand?
Mm-hmm.
Cleftes, ρε παιδί μου. Cleftes με όλη τη σημασία της λέξεως. I mean, how else can I describe it?
Manny, I just want to get your feel on, especially some of these, the Pfizers of the world. Vaccines, particularly for COVID, way down. People are, quite frankly, not getting vaccinated to the extent that they were. What is that doing to, some of these big boys that were really shooting a lot of heavy cannons, a couple of years ago? Where does it put them? Obviously, it's substantial cut in sales.
Well, they're not going to have the record numbers that they had last year. Don't forget. So Moderna was a new company that had exploded in valuation because of COVID.
Mm-hmm.
And Pfizer's valuation exceeded any market cap it had prior due to the amount of revenue they were able to pull in from COVID-related products. So that will go by the wayside. Mm-hmm. So you'll probably see a slight decline on a year-over-year annual sales number for them. That is the biggest impact. But at the same time, you know, most people aren't invested in Pfizer for COVID. They're invested in Pfizer for drug enhancements and medical advancements that are yet to come to market.
Mm-hmm. Many did they ever declare how much money they made, Pfizer?
I mean, I don't know. I don't have the total number on top of my head, but I can certainly look it up. But yeah, I mean, it's declared in their earnings.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. I mean, I remember Moderna in one quarter made a profit of $3 billion in one quarter. Yeah. I mean, anyway.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
So eventually, are you going to answer the question, how will I be able to make a $20,000 by next Tuesday?
Yeah, go to go to your local bookie and
να πάρω κανένα πιστόλι και πάω να ληστέψω καμιά τράπεζα.
You know the old, you know, and this is like contradictory to what I do and not what we do, but you know the old adage on Wall Street, right? How do you make a small fortune in Wall Street?
Uh-huh.
Start with a large one.
That's it. How do you make $1 million? Start with two. I've heard that as well. Yeah, I've heard that as well.
Anyway.
Manny, as always, thank you.
Great talking to you.
It's been great to see you quite a bit lately, and great job with the market update. Once again, Manny.
Congratulations on the outstanding job that you did with the golf tournament, and we're looking forward to seeing you.
Great job.
Το Σαββάτο θα σε δούμε.
Thank you.
Σταμάτη του. Σταμάτη, are you coming το Σαββάτο? We'll see you to Sabato.
Έρχεται.
All right.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Take care, guys.
A terrific
Have a
day.
Good week.
Thank you, guys.
Have a great day.
See you guys Saturday. Be well.
You